You remember Pepper Ann?
Yeah, Pepper she was Ann, so Pepper annoying.
Ann, she is fucking gay.
She really got on my fucking nerves. I remember, despising that show.
What? Why?
I don't know why. Pepper Ann just pissed me off. She got me hot. I'd be like, I'd yell at my sister, turn that shit off.
Do you not like redheads?
Yeah, I kind of don't like that kind of...
Didn't she have the same voice as Patty Mayonnaise?
Kind of, did. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That kind of confidence and...
The confidence in a woman made you upset?
Yeah, yeah.
You like your women meek and servile?
Yeah.
Did we ever find out if her pubes are red also?
We did. Yeah. Episode 6.
Yeah.
Wow. The curtains it's hard to carpet. Believe I didn't make it that far. I feel like I saw more episodes of Pepper Ann than 6.
No, episode 6 opens on a shot of her pussy.
Woke up this morning, got myself a gun, Pepper Ann.
Yeah, she's got a mirror.
Yeah.
And she's looking at her own pussy.
Yeah.
Anyone ever tell you you got the most beautiful fucking pussy in the world, Pepper Ann?
Well, geez, thanks, Tony.
Yeah, you remember that episode where Pepper Ann
and Tony Soprano. Yeah.
Pepper Ann crosses. Mm-hmm.
Where Tony looks at her pussy. Tony's fucking Pepper Ann for a week. I'm saying I'm in love with you, goddammit.
Yeah.
Tony, you don't even love yourself. How could you ever love a 14-year-old girl?
I think she was younger, yeah.
Yeah. How could you love an 11-year-old girl, Tony?
Dumb bitch.
You hate yourself. You hate everyone in the world. You're at war with everything. You're in love with the fact that this is wrong.
Damn, Pepper Ann was really fucking cogent.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Just sitting in Melfi's office. Met somebody.
Yeah.
And, it's pretty good for me.
She's 11.
This woman you're seeing, is she another child, Tony?
She's a pedophile.
This is Melfi completely just never holding him accountable at all.
Just,
Tony,
yeah.
This new woman that you're seeing, is she also a sixth grader at High Top Elementary School?
With ADHD?
That's none of your fucking business. I finally meet somebody that's good for me, that cares about me, and it's this bitch, 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 bitch from everybody I fucking know. I love Pepper Ann.
That's good. That's the good shit right there.
Yeah, I wish I knew more about Pepper Ann to weave those.
No, I don't know anything.
I don't know
else.
Anything. I'll weave those references. Yeah.
She had
Carmella's like, Tony, what the hell is this? What is some Velcro or something? I don't know. Tony, it looks like red pubes. New ones too, Tony. Are you fucking fresh. Another child again, you fucking pig?
Nubile pubes.
Mm-hmm.
I just watched the episode of Sopranos where Paulie from Rocky comes back.
Yeah.
that episode ends with like Carmella being like, Tony, she's younger than Meadow. Imagine if someone your age was doing this to Meadow. And then he's like looking at Meadow, watching her like... You know, eat dinner or something. And it finally clicks with him. And then the episode ends with him quietly murdering Pepper Ann. Just sending somebody to shoot Pepper Ann in the back of the head.
Yeah, hiring black guys so they couldn't trace it back
hiring
to him.
Hiring black guys to kill Pepper Ann.
Yeah.
While he's at the strip club.
Yeah.
How did Pepper Ann end? Oh, right, that crossover with the Sopranos.
It's a dark episode.
They firebomb her whole house.
Where they fucking, they pretend her house got turned into a trap and have black guys kill Pepper Ann.
She was selling ecstasy.
Yeah, yeah.
She was in a project selling ecstasy. She got involved with drugs.
Hey, Jay, is something wrong with you? Yeah. One of the girls at my school was murdered. That's none of your fucking business, AJ. Why don't you worry about school? Something that's good for you. Sports. All this fucking morose shit. Get out of your fucking head. I had to break things off with that woman. based on your advice, you know, I just did what you said. Tony, did you do what I say, or
did you murder another child that you were having sex with?
Did you hire black guys to murder a child?
Again, I don't want to pry, but did you have another child murdered?
After realizing pedophilia is wrong. Only fucking question!
Yeah. We're fucking done. We're fucking done, you bitch.
Damn, why did they have to rape Melfi in that show, man?
Those are good episodes.
Huh?
Those
are great episodes.
Seemed unnecessary.
She goes back to work. What's it called? Employee of the Month?
Mm-hmm.
I think it was just one episode. And then she was kind of, I don't know if she was fully back to normal the next one, but what it teaches you is that women are incredibly resilient and can get over trauma.
I don't know.
You're looking at crypto. You're not in a good space right now.
No, I am in a good space, actually.
Oh, yeah? Has it rebounded?
I'm going to try and trade my way back to the top.
Yes. Yes. Hell yes.
Yeah, I know.
Dude, you know
this flight when he does all the cocaine in the hotel room. Because you know what? Fuck it, man.
There he is.
The problem is I just love gambling. And it's like winning or losing, who gives a shit? As long as I'm doing the gambling.
Should we go to Atlantic
not
City?
Not sitting on the sidelines crying about my losses.
There we go.
I'd rather lose it all and fucking
push it to the limit.
In the house. Come on, Tony.
Limit.
I just got one. I just had like a bad streak, Tony. Come on. This is my livelihood, Tony. Remember when we went David Seferino's parking lot? And I was hiding in the car because those guys were kind of coming at me. Come on, Tony. Come on, we play ball together.
Don't you reminisce with me. Yeah.
Don't you reminisce with me, you fucking snake.
Duh, fuck. That moment where you realize...
Come on, Tony, I introduced you to Pepper Ann. Don't you ever fucking bring her up to me.
I fucking love Pepper Ann.
He's
choking him.
Yeah.
Don't you ever fucking bring her up to me again.
Yeah. I know she died in a school shooting. I know there's a couple of moolies came into her school and shot up her specifically.
Yeah, that's
randomly.
Right. That's what happened.
That's what happened. And I don't want to fucking think about it.
He just chokes him with his bare hands.
Yeah. Yep. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Come on, Tony.
Come on, Tony.
I introduced you to Pepper Ann.
I gave you Pepper Ann's phone number. I got it out of the customer. I took it out of the I got it off her credit card statement when she came in one time. You saw her in the security cameras.
You saw her buying volleyball
Tony,
equipment.
I told you she was 12 years old. And you said, yeah, but she's too cool for 7th grade. Girl like that, she's too cool for 7th grade.
Too cool for 7th grade.
Tony, I gotta tell you, I don't think you should be having sex with a 12-year-old. None of my business. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
I remember one time I had sex with a 12-year-old. I wish I could do I can only do the mannerisms.
Yeah, you look like Syl. You're doing Syl face.
Yeah, I can do Syl face.
You're wearing a wig.
Face. Back in the army, I used to fuck 12-year-olds.
In the service.
Tony, you want I should whack that 12-year-old you've been fucking?
Tone.
Shut the fuck up, Christopher. You keep a fucking name out of your mouth. Tony, I didn't fucking say a name. I said that girl. You shut the fuck up! Christopher, why is Tony mad? Some 12-year-old he's been having sex with is... I don't know. There's a gambling addict or something. He needs money for Bitcoin. And he's the only one that can talk to her. They broke up. Something like that. I don't fucking know. I got to work on my screenplay.
Christopher was walking down the street. His penis very large and visible through his track pants.
Yeah.
A lot of whores were trying to have sex with him.
You stole my fucking story?
I love that moment where he's like, the real, legitimately real moment where he's like, they're like, well, you could go into modeling. And they really believe that Christopher could be a model. And he's like, I think he says no because there's too many gay guys in it. I mean, I think it's the reason they say no, they reject it is because there's too many, like, I think he says, he might literally say too many fags in there or something like that. And it's played so fucking seriously, and it's the one of the funniest moments on the show.
Doesn't he say he wants to make suits like Hugo Boss or something?
Yeah, he's got a lot of fun backup plans when the feds pinch her and
Hugo Bust.
How about that?
Yeah. I love Tony fucking Pepper Ann. We could just do that. That could be the entire podcast. It's one joke, and it continues for the rest of the podcast, for the rest of the 3 months. Continues.
We'd have to know more about Pepper Ann.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's got a mother. There's a mother character.
I might draw Pepper Ann after Tony's done with her.
No, like, just dead?
No, not dead, but like, you know, like Adriana. And put that. By the way, also, I've got my T-shirt. Hank Bustiliano. Name's Hank Bust.
Hank Bust.
I can't wait to have fucking...
You stay the fuck away from Pepper Rain, Hank.
If you come anywhere near Pepper Rain. Don't ever come near Pepper Rain. All right, later.
Bye.